ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupis with the latest. A leaked document has revealed a Jewish security organisation warned of a heightened risk of violent anti-Semitism during Hanukkah by the Sea, just weeks before the Bondi attack. The confidential document, produced by the Jewish-backed Community Security Group, raised concerns about Islamic extremism and jihadist-inspired lone actor attacks. The document stated that the risk of violent extremism was elevated due to the expected visibility of Jews in public and the prominence of the Hanukkah festival. New South Wales police would not confirm or deny receiving the document. Meanwhile, the Albanese government and the Labor Party nationally have vowed to banish members found to have engaged in anti-Semitic or racist behaviour. The threat of expulsion has been made after pro-Israel members wrote a letter to state leaders naming colleagues they claim had flouted party rules. 44-year-old woman has died in custody at the police watchhouse at Tennant Creek in the Northern Territory. Police say officers conducting a routine cell check found the woman unconscious Saturday afternoon. The cause of the death is yet to be determined. Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to an immediate ceasefire after almost 3 weeks of renewed clashes along their disputed border. Under the terms of the truce, they've agreed to freeze the front lines and not bring in reinforcements. Almost 1 million civilians have been displaced by the fighting. ABC News.